Ready? Okay, we're up to pay the kates at soil of ayin dalad omen aleph. Ayin dalad omen aleph, Mr. Teen.
Ayin dalad?
Yeah. Says the Mishnah, Kate at Tzeilin, Kate at Tzeilin is a Pesach. How do you roast the carbon Pesach? Mevi and Shpud, Shorima, and you bring a spit made out of pomegranate tree, and you stick it through the mouth, ad base nikuvasi through the other end, and the noisen as krov as bnei meiv lit toicha. You take the side, the knees, and the intestines, and you stick it inside the animal. That's how you roast it on the spit. And it's horizontal. It's vertical. Rabbi Kiva says, Kimin bishulze, the inside, anything you place inside the animal is actually cooking inside. And the Tata says you should be all roasted. You hang it on the outside of the animal. The feet and intestines are hanging on the outside. They're all being roasted by the fire. Rashi.
Kate, on the outside.
You tie it around the outside the animal. You don't stick it inside that, all vertical. Vertical.
It'll be broiled.
Vertical. Vertical.
You stand it upwards.
Very simple. It's a stamp it upwards. Vertical. Tie it. Yeah.
What's it called? Shawarma.
Shawarma. That's right.
You stick it on the upright.
Exactly.
No, but they're the shawarma, is this piece of meat, but they have the whole animal on it.
Same concept.
Rashi. Kate at Sarish Bujurim and time if I was going to explain why. Noisen as Krob.
If you say that these things that you put inside
the chair
are not getting roasted, does that mean that the inside meat doesn't matter if that gets cooked as long as it gets roasted on the outside?
No. The inside meat is the inside of the outside. This is something else inside. So it's something that doesn't work. Yeah. Rashi. The noisen. The nation has krov get received sli a roisha al krov mashma. It all has to be done. It says al krov next to the krov has to be all be together. Kimi bishul uzush huzad is the bishul shemavashal but they may betoich get cooked inside. Kimi betoich they inside a pot. Toil chutzalai chaytchin bishpud chaytvam bishpud lemaila mepivshatle. So you stick it through the spit. Through the mouth of the clay, right there in the beginning of the right before you put the mouth of the clay, you have these things hanging there. Says in Malavite, this is a Mishnah Vite. Ain't toiling as a pesa. You don't roast the carbon pesa loy ala shpud, not on a spit made out of metal, as we'll learn certain dinim from here. One din we'll learn is cham mitzase cham kule, and that is metal is a good conductor of heat. And if the outside the metal is on the fire, then the metal that's inside the animal is also becomes very, very hot. There's a conductor of heat. Comes out that the behemoth, this sheep, is now being roasted from two sides, from the fire, the external fire, plus the metal rod inside. And Yetzer says, Tzli eish v'loy adi davaracha, only through fire, number one. Number two, loy askela, not on a tray. You can't have it on a metal tray, because then the metal tray itself is hot, and that also causes it to cook. You can't have that. Says the Mishnah, it seems to contradict itself. Amar Rav Tzadik, Ma'isi Brengam Lulash, Amar Tevi Avdo, he said to his slave Tevi, say go out, but Tzolonis HaPesach, I want you to go and roast the corn Pesach, Alo Iskla, on this tray, which seems to be a Ma'isi that contradicts the Halacha. We'll see later, some words missing in Mishnah. Rashi, Loik Al Hashput Shal Barzel, Loik Al Hashput Shal Barzel, Melek Levarish Begimodosh, HaMatches Medel, Kishe Mecham Mektsasi, Parvi gets hot, Mescham Kuli, all of it gets hot. The Nitzla HaPesach Mechaim HaShput Shebetoich, it comes out the Pesach will be heated up from the spit inside it, Shaprimi Mescham Maidek Tzase HaChitzen, and the inside will also, the inner piece of metal will get warm through the outer piece of metal, V'havle Pesach Tzli, Machad Ovaracha, it comes out the Pesach is roasting from something else, Rachmanoma Tzli Eish, only fire. Ashkola Grill, a grill. V'kula Chataim, the same reason. Says the Gemara, first of all, ask an Ezer Shematchet, what's wrong with using a metal piece? And what explains, I did a Cham Mikzase Cham Kuli. Ukamatve, why is it roasting Machmas Hashpud? It's roasting because of the hot metal spit. Rachman Amr, the Tere said, Tzli Eish. Loit Tzli Machmas Dovadach, it has to be roasted but through fire directly, not through something else, the spit. Freddy Gemara, Venese Shel Dekel, so why don't you use a spit made out of palm trees? So we answer, I did the Islay Shivi, because it has over there cracks, or has rows, is mapping Maya. It forms some water, some oozes out when it gets very hot, and that water then causes it to cook. Any part of the meat that comes in contact with that part of the spit is cooking. And we need Sileish. Venese Shel Tena, why don't you use a fig tree? So we answer, Aidi the Mechalchel, because it has marrow inside, and the marrow, when it gets hot, starts coming out, oozing out, and that marrow is liquidy. Mapik Maya, Vahavalekim Avushal, cooking again. Vinesei Shel Eloin, why don't you bring this material, a tree called Eloin, Shel Chrum, or Karab, Shel Shikmo, Sikimo, and use those trees, they're much tougher. I did the Izbe Kitchen have nuts. Mapping Maya, mapping Maya. What happens is it have nuts, so you're going to slice off the nut, because if you don't have a spit, you can't have nuts on it, because then it's not smooth. You have to smooth out the spit. And when you only smooth it out, wherever the nuts were, it's going to ooze out some liquid. The same problem we're going to have with the pomegranate tree. Also, you have nuts, and you have to slice it off and shave it off. She Kitre, over there, the nuts are very smooth. They don't have to be sliced off, so there's no question of liquid. Rashi. Shichi kanlish also shiri rose. Mechalchol keichel arava like a willow tree. Vishalugs are not chi sheesh la maya befim. They have marrow. Elon yushne shu kosher. I'm not sure what tree that is. What's the elon tree? Sorry. What's that elon tree? What is it?
What's it?
Elon cedar. Yeah, but what's it? What species of tree is this? Or genus of trees, I don't know.
Doesn't have anything
else going. Okay, Aidis Bakitres, Rashi, Uboil Mish.
Oak of carob or
sycamore? Oak. Okay, oak. Uboil Mish Inu Besakina, you have to then smooth it out with a knife. Mapping my Derech Mokum Chotter Chasakin, water will come out where you cut with a knife. Ahabalay Pesach, but which will be a cooked cut in Pesach. She Kitrev ain't Tzorek Lahabesak, we don't have to cut them down. Says you might have to be boys. Another answer is. We're talking about Benivna Bar Shasa. We're talking about that it's only a year old, the plant. The Lesbe Kitre. This pomegranate tree pomegranate tree doesn't have any nuts because it's only a year old. And you want a question about Ika Be Piska? What about when you cut the branch off to make the spit right there? You just made a cut and there it is. What do you call it? Susceptible to this liquid. The answer, the Bar. You're right, but that end, the part that was cut off, is sticking outside the animal. So even the ends are sticking in the bottom. So even if it's oozing out outside the animal. Doesn't the animal has no contact with it? Says the Gemara, Masnisen al Mishnah. Now the Poshta Pshat in this Gemara comes out that the only spit you can actually use is a pomegranate spit, no other spit. According to the Mabit, it's only Midrabbanan. Matari can use anything. According to the Rambam, Matari can use Matari and Midrabbanan. You can use any spit you want. The Gemara is just talking about Al Sidurim.
Any wooden spit.
Metal, obviously. All these wooden spits, you're allowed to just, it's a hidur. It's all a question of hidurim. So, we're right. Maslis is like Rabbi Yehuda, Amish is like Rabbi Yehuda. The time we learn Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said that there's Kishem, Sheshbut, Shalait. Sorry? I did it already. It's a year old tree, therefore there's no nuts. And we asked about it when you cut the tree off, so we say sticking outside the animal. He argues, he says, just like the wooden tree, why doesn't the wooden spit burn, catch a fire and burn up? Because inside the animal protects it from the fire. So too, the animal protects the metal part of the spit that's inside it and doesn't get warm. They said to him, no, Zecham, Zecham, Kula, Zecham, Zecham, Kula. What are you comparing? The wood, the fire taka doesn't go any further. The animal protects the wood from catching a fire. But the heat is a conductor. Metal is a conductor, and it transfers the heat to the rest of the meat and the metal, and therefore it cooks inside as well, internally as well. Says the Monavite, Venoisen is krov. So Machaik is whether you put the krov, basically says you put it inside the animal.
Why is that?
And because he put it outside. Sorry?
Sli
Eish. That's the problem. It's no good. Sli Eish.
V'loi
Ayde
Levach.
The meat
that's touching the spit is being cooked. It's not being
by the heat. By the heat of the spit.
Exactly. And
the Torah requires heat.
Of course it is. It's Chaim Mitzaz Chaim Kulei. Hot enough that it can cook at least the part touching it.
The Torah requires fire cooking.
Yep. Anything else is no good. Says you want to bite it. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel says, "Koireyu." The way the Bishmol says, the way it is when you cook, the rose of Pesach is toich toich. Now what? That you hear that, you know, this expression you might always use whenever it is you boil a pot up and the water goes shooting up and down back to the lid, and it's called toch toch toch. Same thing here. He holds like Rabbi Yosef Gilu, you put the inside inside the animal, and therefore it's like turtuch, it's boiling inside. So what? Rabbi Tarfon says, Korei Gidi Mekulas. We call the Korban Pesach a Gidi with a helmet on top, or like Hadashi before, a helmet on the side. In other words, that you tie it to the sides, you tie it to the top, on the outside, just like your the weapons are always outside you, or your helmet or your weapons are outside you. Same over here, the parts of the Gidi are outside the Gidi. Rashi Bishmol the noise in the teich he holds inside tefillah. Kshematichin mezbashim b'teich cooking on nishmak kol tichos and hear them bubbling away. Teich hakol like a coil hasir, like a pot, a boiling pot. Nishnach in the kozos svarim, yishen old svarim. Tir b'loshen tuch ubar klemer memule mebefni benidim mebechutz. Ken shemal gedim in targoyim shalanu. That idea is that it's a stuffed animal. Again, he's saying it that tuch, not tuch, but different word, teichubar, which means that there's an outside, there's an inside, there's a stuffing inside the animal, so you need both things to cook, the outside and the inside. And this is what it is. In other words, you take the intestines and you take the knees and you put them inside the lamb. The dugma is only an example. We've got a guy, Chomet Chonasu, you take him in, Chomish Oyen, five sheep, Mechabrinan. Chabrinan means, Misham Rebbe Kolonimus. And Mechabrinan means that you have a stuffing inside and they cook together. Mikulis loshen koiva hat nechoshes the copper hatting. I mean, kulser than nechoshes. Here, Rashi taiches means a helmet. This little title the mile brush on its head. Venidim koiva nechoshes alosha gibers, like the helmet a soldier wears. Last time Rashi said it's like weapons on the side. Talking about, we learned ezik dimakula. What's the definition of dimakula? Is the osel lechol below the pesach manazei nali below the pesach today? Kol shetzolei kula keechad. If you roast it all in one go. And nechtech mimenu avid, if one avid was cut off, or nishlik mimenu avid, or if you cooked one avid, ain't zegidim agulis. It's not a gidim agulis anymore. The tzlach remains in the tzarechin. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, one remains in the tzarechin. How do we know that you have to roast the entire goat in one go? What does it say that? If you're all in one go. And why can't you do it in parts? Ezek dimakulus the non-paid mokshinogu shosalechot sli. We had before mokshinogu not allowed to eat roasted in mokshinogu every Pesach bisman today be mokim shloy nogu in a place that means not to. But he says here be echad Rashi, you're not allowed to eat below Pesach bisman azeh if you roast it all together. The domi le Pesach, that sounds like a Pesach. If you do it all in one go, it's like Korn Pesach. The nidre ka'ochel kachin b'chutz la'aretz. But first, we're all trying to understand why is there oichel kachim chutz laaretz, and that's all you lari kachim. Chutz la'azara, chutz beis hamikdash. So actually, can't remember what it is. There's a shita that says that in the bisman habayis you're allowed to eat. This whole mission we had before, but not eating tzli outside beis hamikdash is only today. But bisman habayis you're allowed to eat outside beis hamikdash tzli, no problem, because there's nobody will make the mistake and think you're eating kachim b'chutz because you've been in Yerushalayim. What are you doing outside of Yerushalayim? So there's no havamina. It's only if you're chutz la'aretz. So you, and you're mokum rechayka, you don't have to go to Yerushalayim. Then people rechayka. Maybe you're not Yerushalayim, but you want to do the same thing. So you're doing that thing there. It's chutz, only chutz la'aretz. And then based on that, they want to say that with manazeh also it's only chutz la'aretz a problem, not in Eretz Yisrael. Because meaning I was saying and all that kind of stuff. So anyone right? So anything which was also then also in aldo chutz la'aretz, and if you cooked. All of it, minus one aver, cook one aver, ain't zikdi kulis. Now we think right now it means as if you pulled one aver off and then you boiled that one aver. Tosfos frage, hashte yesh leim menechtim an aver. If you cut off one aver, da'afa gav the kamatfila, you're gonna roast it by it together. I'm gonna say lenishlik, you cannot cook it. Amr loy, it's no good. Mishli boy, if you then take it and you cook it, which you ruined it, surely it's no good. What do you have to tell me for? Amr av sheis yisholku b'mechuber. We're talking about that you didn't cut it off. The Chiddush Shalke is it's an option. Either you cut off an aver and you roast it separately, or you left it hanging, an aver, but one of the limbs you decide to boil up, and it's no good. Amar Rabbi said, Rabbi, hi, mulyus. So Rabbi says, hi, mulyus, if you stuff meat with another kind of raw meat inside, shaye, it's permitted. What do you mean, Rashi? Hi, Mulyasa. Ipandulur balaz. Kimosh under the malim hatlein. We stuff our sheep, vatanagoylin, and chickens, bain basalat summers, with the meat and the bones. We stuff it with all kinds of filling. And you filled it with raw meat. They didn't salt. Shai is permitted. Afilo le bishle, esa basar, shenaisin mutaycha, even if he didn't cook the meat. that was put inside there, you're allowed to afilu molcha kimlichatzli, even only put a little bit of salt. The big machlech is a shiny. When you roast meat, you know, you have to salt your meat. You have to salt your meat. Why do you have to salt your meat? Because there's blood inside, and you're not allowed to eat the blood. And so why can't you eat the meat with the blood inside? And we know the thing, ma'atayda, dam shepidish, any blood that moves from its original place is asr. If you eat raw meat, ma'atayda, according to Moshe, not over, because the meat, the blood never left. But if you cook it, the problem is, when you cook it, the blood goes out, but it goes right back in again. And you're over for eating that blood that went back in. That's the asr, because it's dam shepidish, it came back in. And when it does tzli, you don't need salting, because the tzli is the same thing as salting. So the machlekes rishonim, if you need the salt, still, if you do tzli. According to Rashi Mefedesh right here, and this is Rashi said here, and again the next page and other places, Rashi holds that tzli needs salting. You don't need as much salt as you need for cooking, but you need salting, because the tzli will do the rest. Tosfos Klabein Tam clearly holds everywhere, you don't need any salting whatsoever, that tzli is much stronger. And so on. He brings a raya from liver. You salt liver, you cannot cook afterwards, because there's so much blood there, it doesn't help. But if you grill liver, you can cook it afterwards. And even if you grill liver and there's a little bit of blood left inside, you still have to cook afterwards. So it shows that grilling is much more powerful than salting. So Rashi says here, you salt it only as much as you need for tzli. That's a shitta. If you salt it properly, what's a chiddush? So you only salt a drop, still you put it inside, it's all right. Abaye has a question about Kabbalah Dhamma. The blood that was inside that inner the raw meat inside is going, the blood goes out and goes into the bigger into the sheep. Why is that mutter? So he said, what's causing the blood to go into the sheep? It's the heat. That same blood is going to cause it to go out. The same thing that is absorbed will be exuded. So therefore, it's almost Rashi. Contributing inside, poter lechutz outside v'shoyve chayma oir, and the heat will draw it out again. So we were learning a new concept they call keboy lekach poter. Ask the Gemara, Neima. The Gemara says, first of all, the Gemara to bring a raya. Neima misaye, I bring a raya from the Mishnah. It says here, noisin as kroy v'bnei v'tari. Put the knees and the intestines inside the sheep and you roast it. My timer. What's the reason? Why don't we worried about the blood and everything else? Lavish, I mean, keboy lekach poter. That's why. And we're not worried about the blood. Amri, that's a no rai from there, because remember it's all vertical. Shiny house and kivin ike beza shchita de mechalch. Remember also the yeshechter, it's a big hole, and it's vertical, so all the blood is draining right down. Made of daiv, all the blood is draining right down. So no rai from there whatsoever. Rashi made of daiv, when you hang it over the piv, beishchitosa ilamata, it's hanging vertically and it's facing downwards. Adam yechidera cholat savar. Then the blood is going down through the neck. Shekaidim purtzula. Veshoyse that the beshchita is pouring right out. So nothing gets absorbed.
He says the beshchita is down. Does that mean that you have to eat there for time up to
100%. That's the Mishnah said. The piv is lamata and the thing is lamayla. Yeah. Says Yimol Vayter. Name. I'll bring another proof. Misayel lehalev, the heart. The heart, because there's a lot, remember two kinds of blood. There's regular blood that's inside meat, and then there's blood vessels that's inside the meat as well we have to get rid of. Okay, well, that's what it is, because you have to have the spit, the thicker side of the wood is holding it up, and you want the blood to drain out. Halev, the heart. Koireyu, you tear open the heart. Umaitzi as dama, you tear open the heart, and all the blood comes out of the heart. Loi karu. What happened? He didn't tear it open. Then kareh lacha bishula. You cook it. Bishula means roasting. So you cook it. You rip it after you roast it. You rip it. Umuter is muter. Now lechayda. My time. What's the reason? Lam bishula meaning kibbutz karpota. Lechayda. If he didn't rip it open before, so the blood didn't drain out. Why aren't you worried the blood got absorbed into the meat? Must be because the same way it got absorbed, it got exuded. Kibbutz karpota. So we answer no raya. Shiny lave the shia. We add another because the heart is very. Should be very smooth, doesn't absorb any blood in the first place. Rashi. Lacha b'shul, lacha b'shul, tzli kama. B'shul v'him means roasting, the tzli nami kore b'shul. Roasting also is called cooking. They cook the Pesach fire like it's supposed to, and there it says yivashla, obviously means roasted. Yishir v'le bola, it didn't absorb, even a pat is mutter. I forgot the leklamim mekach pelte. Even if you cooked it, you didn't roast it, you'd be mutter because it doesn't absorb, the heart doesn't absorb. Says the Gemara, I'm asking a question. V'harovin sava.
By bishul you can't say kibbutz karpota, only by eish.
Yeah, because I guess not here. V'haravin Sava, Ravin, old man, Tofle Ahir Bagoizla. He took this chicken and he breaded it. And Lerav, he did this on behalf of Lav, did for Lav. He breaded this chicken, which he didn't salt. He just put it in the grill. Now you have this, you have this coating on it. But Amalei said like this: Imale Tofle, if it's good, Havli, give me vech, I'll eat it. And if it's good, I'll eat it. But if it tastes good, I'll eat it. So the Chayyim said, what about he didn't salt or anything else? But why aren't you worried that blood went into the flour? Must be that whatever blood went into the flour was a galat. We're worried here that if he grilled it, right? So grilling is good to take the blood out, but if you have another thing next to it, that other thing is absorbing all the blood. How can you eat that other thing? So unless you say kibayla karpelte, whatever came out went in. Whatever went in will go out. So therefore no problem. So that's a raya to this din of Rabba. So you want no raya. There's different kinds of flour, and that kind of flour is ahibismidid and mafarid. That kind of flour is very thin. And because it's very thin, it doesn't hold the blood back. All the blood goes straight, oozes straight out. Very thin flour. It oozes straight out. So therefore, it didn't absorb anything. So another story of Rava. He came to the house of Ejgulusa. But Tafla Bebraz, they also made him this grilled chicken there, breaded. Amari says, sorry? A goose. Yeah, but he breaded it. Amari said, E loy de chazisi de zig kezuza chivra. Look, I wouldn't have seen that it's crystal clear. Like this crystal clear glass, I would not have eaten from it. No, there's no traces of blood. Therefore, I'll eat from it. But had there been blood, I would eat from it. Now, if the whole word is that what? That even though it absorbed the blood, it goes right out again. Then who cares if it looks red? The red is not blood because any blood that went in went out. My idiot, because it wasn't be crystal clear, transparent. I feel like you're lazy. Nami, even if it would not be transparent, it would still be us. And my answer is the hustle there. We're talking about different kind of flour. They're talking about a chivarta, white flour, which is much thicker. And thicker flour can absorb the blood. So if I see trace of blood, I won't eat from it. But I don't see trace of blood, I will eat from it. The shodi that holds it back. So you might conclude, there's different kinds of flour. This is a very light flour, all the blood goes right through. Bain asmik, bain la asmik, whether it's red or it's not red, shodi is mutter. Because no blood got trapped there. All the blood escaped. What you're seeing is not blood, you're just seeing juice, gravy. If it's this transparent thing, which is thick and holds the blood back. If you see what? That it's clear, there's no blood at all. The shah kamachim, all other flour, which is like in between. Asmik, if it's red, asmik, if it's not red, mutter. You don't have to be crystal clear. But what it has to be is, it shouldn't be red. If it's red, then it's blood. Said the Gemara, Hai mul yosa, this stuffing, man da osa, one who asses this stuffing is afilu pumalatachas, even if it's hanging downwards, is osa. Uman de shari, one of mate, I feel pumalia, because if you hold kiboyle karpelte, then it makes no difference which way it's draining. It's kiboyle karpelte. The one who holds kiboyle karpelte will take it out no matter which way it's facing. The one who does not hold kiboyle karpelte holds it also no matter which way it's facing. The hilchasa mulyaisa shari is permitted. I feel a pumalia. Why? Because we're passing kiboyle karpelte. So what are you worried about? That the blood when the roasting takes the blood out of the meat and goes into the other thing, but the other thing is kiboyle karpelte, the blood goes right out. Says the Gemara. Umtze, meat which is very red. Beye, or testicles. And umizike, or the veins. These are all things that have blood inside them. If pligi bar av acha v'ravina. Bechol ha-teire kula, entire teire, whenever there's a machlekes av acha, is always l'chumre, ravina is always l'kula, and the halach is always ravina l'kula. Halach is always like a mekel. Halach is ravina mekel. Lebar mahani klas, except for these three things. Rav acha is l'kula, ravina l'chumre, and the hichas av acha l'kula, halach is av acha l'kula. So, these three cases, what's the story? This red meat. The asmik, it is very red. Chotche, if you cut it. You cut it, sliced it open, the molche. Here you can't just salt it because there's so much red inside there from other things, not just the natural blood inside there, from other causes, from veins going through there, some other things. So you have to slice it open to let some of the blood escape, and then you salt it. Then, afilu legideira shari. That even if you're going to use it afterwards for cooking, it's mutter. Shafte bishpuda, if you put it through a spit, shoddy is permitted. Why? Because made of daich. All the blood will obviously, even though you didn't salt it, you just put on a spit, all the blood will come out. Rashi holds you salt it a little bit. Again, Rashi l'shitasa, you have to always salt for grilling as well, but not so much. What happened? You didn't salt it, or you put a very little salt. You didn't put it on the roasting properly. You just put it directly on the coal. So it sits on the coal. So sort of in between roasting and cooking, because it's sitting on the coal. So he sort of can pregle a little bit of his own juices as well. Percolate his own juices. He's pleading, but here's the machleid of Bachar Bina. Chadam, chosad. One of them says it's asa v'chad shodim. One of them is matah. Manda asa. The one that says that it's asa says matz mitzamis. Sitting on the coal. You know what it does? It closes up all of those follicles, all those pores, and therefore it traps the blood inside. And therefore it's no good. Manda shodim, mishiv shayiv. It draws out the blood. V'hilchasa mishiv shayiv. It draws out the blood. It's mutter. We're mekel. The same with testicles, you have to slice it open because of all these blood vessels there. Salted, even for cooking, mutter. Talinu bishpuda, you put it on a spit, is shadi and it's permitted. Made of dye, well, the blood drains out. Achtina gumri, put on the coal, zemachlek, you put it on the chad osam, chad shadi. Manda osam, matz mitzomis, it seals it up. Manda shadi, mishav shav, it draws it out. Hey, miziki with his veins, cut it open, mochi salted. I feel like data shoddy. Once you salted and you drained it out and you cut it open, then it's mutter even for cooking. Talye bishpuda base ashchita tatoi shoddy. If you put it on the spit and the base ashchita facing downwards, then you're allowed to make doy while the blood drained out. Achta gumini place on coal, pligir of achim, machleid of achim, chad osam, chad shoddy, man osam, mats mit some is, it traps it inside. It seals it. Umad shari mishav shayiv. Hichas a mishav shayiv. Hi, unza. This red piece of meat, the asmik that is very red, full of blood. Chalya, it's gravy. Us. So this red piece of meat, even though the meat itself, we just said before, if you grill it, is mutter, but the gravy that comes out of it is asr. That's how Rashi learns and takes it. And all the shem have a problem with Rashi. How can it be that the meat should be mutter and the gravy that comes out of this meat is asr manushich? If there's no blood left, there's no blood left. The gravy is gravy. And if it's if there's blood inside the meat still, then there's the meat is also asr. They can't see the difference between the two. That's the first shot of Rashi. Second shot of Rashi is that they used to put it into vinegar after grilling. And it's like the question is, and the you're not allowed to use that vinegar because the blood of the meat went into that vinegar. Same problem. If you believe that there's blood still in the meat after you finish the roasting, then why are you allowed to eat the meat? So tastes and all these learn Gemara very differently. You're talking about the raw meat and no, okay. Loy hayum to the asmi chalye is vinegar or it's gravy is asr. Loyas, if it wasn't red, so there's no blood there, then chay yeshua, then it's gravy, is mutter. If you put in the vinegar is mutter. Ravina, Marvina says, I feel last me, even if it didn't red, not me chay yasa, even if it didn't red, the gravy or the vinegar is asa. Yefshe, the lesbos, should I get done? Is it possible there's not traces of blood left inside? So it makes it very hard, then how can you let eat the meat in Rashi's pshat? Amale, Marvina, Ravashi, Abba, my father, Megamele Gimui, my father, Yashi, he said, you see, eat the gravy, he said, swallow the gravy or the vinegar. Ravashi himself did it. He doesn't hold of your opinion. He says that since the meat is a mutter, then anything that comes out of the meat afterwards is a mutter. And if it goes into vinegar, the vinegar is 100% mutter. There's no problem whatsoever. Yeah. Abba, my father, hi, chola, this vinegar. The cholod be chod zimna. Once you use meat to put into there to take out all the blood of that meat. Once this vinegar, the acid of the vinegar, took out all the blood, then suvloi tani cholobe. No longer does the vinegar have the strength to go and to take the blood out again. Doesn't have the strength to take out it again. You know, used up once, use it once. So I'm going to ask, maishno mechola metama. Why is it different than weak vinegar? If you have old vinegar, that's very weak. The very tepid, the chaltinebe, over there we learned that even weak vinegar has the ability to take the blood out of the meat. If you put in the vinegar, we said the meat you'll eat, but the vinegar you shouldn't, because the vinegar has a ability to draw out the blood. So what's chilek weak vinegar or vinegar using a second, strong vinegar, use a second time? So we answer, hosam isel kiyu depe de bina. Over there, even though the vinegar is weak, but it still was never used yet, so it still has that acid inside you. Hacha, once you use it once, lesser likir to pay the bina. There's no longer any acid left to be able to do the work to extract the blood from the meat. Okay, we'll stop here. The fine hair went off.
flavor of the fruit from the tree.
It's the acid.
Do you start, well, do you
what start, is it? It's the strength of acid, yeah, right?
Do you start learning well before family?
Sorry,
do you start learning well before
family? Look at Slichas. Now that Slichas, you guys start having earlier.
But what time do you start learning these? Because whatever I do, I don't put on my bed and start tilling anymore. I don't say tilling before.
Watch them. They have a, like an instinct inside them.
Did you start about 10 minutes before family?
No. Probably about 3 minutes before you came in.
I don't seem to make it on time these days.
But two more days of Slichas.
What does your strong wife say?
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. Watch what we say.